Not all bugs are made equal, as I think we all know as developers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Stack Overflow podcast. Today, we have a sponsored episode. It's brought to you by AWS Bug Bust, which is a very cool program that kicked off recently. It allows companies who use AWS to run sort of these internal bug bust competitions. There's a big leaderboard, there's prizes, you can end up at a cool event. So we're going to let them tell you all about it. I am joined today, as I often am, by my colleague, Ryan Donovan. Ryan.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Good to have you, my friend. So I know you and I have written many pieces on bugs and talked about them with developers. I think if there's like one guaranteed way to get a developer talking, you just say like, what's the gnarliest bug you've ever encountered, right?
Yeah, developers love talking about that. That one bug that came out of nowhere that baffled me.
Yeah.
You know, those stories of failures are always like, they go down in the trenches. It's like, look at this discovery I found.
That one catch you made in high school when you're on the football team. You're never going to stop telling that story. But we have two great guests, Alex and Jacob, here with us from AWS. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves, tell you about who they are, and then we'll start chatting about this. Excited for this. So Alex, Jacob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Alex, maybe you could go first. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What is it you do at AWS? And how does that overlap with this bug bust competition?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having us. So Alex Bush, I lead a team of product marketers here at AWS, and I'm in the machine learning AI ML category. And my team focuses on bringing tools and programs to developers that are going to help them do more with machine learning and AI. We're just super excited to help developers. We understand that their worlds can sometimes be tedious and difficult, and that a lot is on their shoulders, and trying to bring some fun and excitement to their everyday working lives. So yeah, super excited to be here. Thank you.
I don't think I got to that in the intro, so maybe let the listeners know, how is AI or machine learning involved in this? Because I didn't explain that well. So tell people where sort of like the cloud and AI component comes into the bug bust.
Yeah, so bug bust actually utilizes one of our services called Amazon CodeGuru, and that has a reviewer tool and a profiling tool that is powered by machine learning. So essentially what it does is it uses years of experience at Amazon, and we build machine learning and automated reasoning to help developers apply AI to their everyday code reviews. Code reviews, application profiling, anything that's going to help make their lives easier and help them do more. And focus on building and innovating. Jacob will probably tell you more of the technical stuff. I'm the one who's going to give everyone that aha moment. But essentially what it is using AI, it's abstracted AI, it's built into the tool, and it allows developers to harness the power of artificial intelligence in their everyday lives.
So yeah, Jacob, that's a good segue. Why don't you introduce yourself to folks and tell them what it is you work on at AWS and how that overlaps with the bug bust.
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. My name is Jacob Sullivan. I'm a principal product manager at AWS, focused on machine learning and DevOps tools. So we spend a lot of time thinking about how do we make the developer and operation of applications on the cloud better by thinking about it as a data science problem. And machine learning, as we all know, has made leaps and bounds over the last decade. And almost everything we do from code development to operations is so data intensive. Can we apply machine learning to make those tools better? Mm-hmm. Alex kind of referenced the bug bust sits on top of this really cool platform that we've built at AWS called CodeGuru. And CodeGuru Reviewer is using machine learning and static code analysis to find bugs in your code. Everything from best practices to concurrency issues, resource leaks, security problems, and so on. And so it's really designed to kind of help augment what we do as developers and hopefully automate some of the more tedious processes and just make the code better overall.
I remember hearing about CodeGuru a couple months ago, and it seems super cool. Like, I know there's a lot of hard to find bugs. We talked about earlier developers loving that discovery story. A bad bug can kill so many hours when you'd rather be writing business logic.
Absolutely true. And, you know, we surface a range of issues. Some of them are a little bit easier for humans to find, some types of input validation, but man, that's kind of grindy work to be looking through that stuff. But to your point, when you get into resource leaks, I mean, you can spend an infinite amount of time trying to look through that and optimize those. And we're trying to shorten that cycle. And to that point, there's a second half to CodeGuru, which is called CodeGuru Profiler. And Profiler is this lightweight agent that's actively running and looking for the most expensive function calls. So it's really trying to identify ways that you can either add efficiency or reduce cost of those applications. And Profiler is also part of the BugBus platform. So you get a chance to kind of see both of those tools automating some of those processes for you underneath the hood.
So Alex, can you explain to me a little bit about like how a company or an individual participate in this? Like, do they have to already be an AWS customer? You know, why wouldn't they just run, I guess, like, you know, their own internal sort of BugBus competition?
Yeah, and as we were just talking about, obviously developers, they're constantly looking for better and less tedious ways to do their code reviews and make their applications more secure, reliable, efficient, etc. Organizations hold bug rushes all the time, right? They and teams collaborate to find and fix those bugs, but they often require quite a lot of time and manual time inspecting those large code bases. And that always limits the ability for teams to actually work together and share those best practices and eliminate all of those large number of bugs. So what AWS BugBus does is actually automates that process. So just in a few clicks, we've integrated the ability for companies to create their own private and secure bug bust events. And ultimately, those feed into the challenge that is AWS Bug Bust. And it's the first global competition for developers to collectively find 1 million software bugs around the world. And it gives them an easy and fun solution to completely transform their bug bashes and foster the team building, bring that little friendly competition into the teams. And at the same time, they're able to perform code reviews, find those gnarly bugs, find the really hard ones, and optimize the performance of their applications. So it's super easy to get started. They can create an event directly from in the console. And it's all built in. There's leaderboards. There's the opportunity for them to create their event parameters. And all they do is need to connect that to their repos. And then CodeGuru and CodeGuru Reviewer and Profiler will start scanning. They collect all the bugs. And then teams can just go out and start competing against each other. And they compete against each other within their teams. And then that all goes into the leaderboard. And then all of the results from those events will go into this global leaderboard, and the top 10 bug busters at the end of the competition will win an expenses paid trip to reInvent. So our aim really is to just change the game, quite literally, for how a bug bash is performed and help developers take their code review to the next level.
Or gamify it. Yeah, you're making it more gamify it. Big game. And so I guess, right, for now, like these are just avatars. When we get to the end, we'll get to learn who these people are and, you know, the companies that they work for. Are there specific sort of like programming languages that are supported, Jacob, or this is across all of them? How does it work kind of on a more, sort of like technical level? How do you set this up for the customer? What's the experience like for the average developer?
Yeah, so currently we support Java and Python code. You need a repo that's either stored in GitHub, GitHub Enterprise, Bitbucket, or AWS code commit repositories. So you need that code in Java and Python. It can be code you work with every day. It can be code that, you know, you forked from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. As Alex explained, we're really trying to automate as much of the process as possible. So you come into BugBust, you register your email account as a BugBust admin, and it's going to walk you through a very simple process that asks you when you want to have the event set up, how long do you want the event to run for, and then it's going to ask you to point it towards those code repos that you've identified that you want to be able to use. And using CodeGuru Reviewer, you go through a couple of simple steps. You associate that repo with CodeGuru Reviewer. You push a button that says do the full scan. You identify the branch that you want it to scan on. And depending on the size of the repo, it'll take anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour to do a full scan and surface all those bugs. You can do the same for Profiler. Profiler does require that you are running the application on an AWS compute resource, so either EC2 or Lambda. Reviewer is a little more agnostic, but Profiler is expecting that you've deployed our agent and are running it on a compute somewhere, for it to identify all of those function calls. And it'll surface those as what's called profiling groups, which will show up as work items in the BugBus platform that look a lot like bugs. Now, one thing I want to call out before I kind of finish how you do that process, the different bugs and profiling groups have a different point system. And you can find the full details there in the application or in our FAQ describing how the points are awarded, but we give more points to the harder problems. So profiling groups that show maximum improvement in efficiency are going to get a lot more points than a minor improvement. And bugs that we think are sensitive information or security related, they get awarded a much higher point than, say, a code efficiency or a code quality bug. Not all bugs are made equal, as I think we all know as developers.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you award points. I mean, it would seem to me that the code bases that come in with the least amount of bugs should get more points per bug, right?
So we thought about it in a bunch of different ways, and we settled on the idea that we can tell, in essence, a severity of a bug based on our detectors, but grading the overall portfolio is really more a sum of the bugs that we identified. So if you don't have enough bugs in one repo, you should add a few more and really kind of drive that bug busting up as fast as possible.
There's the strategy, see? Yeah. That's kind of the fun of it, right? Like some of the gamification, right? And like just getting developers excited about a really tedious process and seeing how they strategize and seeing how they compete against each other and transfer that knowledge too. Like there's a lot of developers and teams out there where it's just so siloed, and it's an opportunity to have fun learning and new parts of the code base. So
if you run these and you don't find a lot of bugs, that's probably a reason to celebrate. Your code base is pretty clean. On the other hand, yeah, add some more repos. You might find some bugs and get the chance to attend a cool event. So it kind of cuts both ways. I guess we won't dive too far into the details of the points, but we'll definitely put that in the show notes. But yeah, I wanted to ask a little bit like about how is the system trained, you know, and what does it consider a bug? You know, is it a best practice? Is it a security flaw? Could you speak a little bit to sort of like the training and then like, yeah, you know, how it categorizes these things?
Yeah, so Code Guru Reviewer is using a collection of static code analysis techniques. It does track everything from AWS best practices, so how you call the APIs in AWS, concurrency issues, resource leaks, and security issues are kind of the highest point awarded types of bugs. But we do look around code efficiencies, duplications, general kind of code quality detectors, as well as standard things like input validation. So the detectors are pre-trained. They are run on your code or on that compiled packet. It's not learning directly from your code. It does make some adjustments that are not persisted. So while it's scanning the packet, it is looking for certain patterns and it makes adjustments to how it works. But that's not persisted and translated back to us. It does get better over time if you tell us what bugs were valid or invalid. So both in the reviewer platform, but also in the BugBus platform, you can tell us whether or not you agree that this was really a bug or not. We collect all that information from customers and we feed that into improving those detectors. We're not training on your code, but we certainly are using your feedback to make things better.
A little bit of reinforcement learning if customers are willing to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was curious. How do you spot a resource leak using an AI system?
That's a great question. I don't have a direct answer to that question. So I should have brought my scientist. So they've pre-identified a set of common resource patterns and resources, and they've programmed into the code analysis the range and ways in which those resources are called. And so beyond that, I would need a scientist better than a product manager to answer that question, Ryan.
Okay, that's fair enough. So I guess, yeah, you know, Ryan and I were chatting about this at the beginning, and I had Clive Thompson on the show once, and he just wrote sort of a whole book about the culture of coders and, you know, sort of the fascination with bugs and the war stories that people get to tell about them. So I would ask, yeah, sort of, you know, in the experience of building this product and of seeing customers use it and getting feedback from them, what are some of the nastiest and or most interesting bugs? Love them or hate them.
For sure. You know, one interesting class of bugs are the new security detectors that CodeGuru's reviewer has put into place. And in this case, we're using automated reasoning to analyze all code paths, find potential security issues that are deep inside the code, even issues that span multiple methods and files that they may involve multiple sequences of operations. In doing so, you know, we can help find issues related to security best practices and how you use EC2 or KMS, dive deep into the crypto libraries and provide recommendations for how to optimize or use those correctly. But anecdotally, some of the most interesting bugs have come from how it looks for security issues in web applications. And so I've seen feedback from customers where reviewers looking for issues related to cross-site scripting and LDAP injection and even, you know, path traversal injections. And the feedback we get from customers is often just like, wow. These types of hard to find code issues are a really important aspect of what we do.
Yeah, and we want to hear the stories as people are going through this. We want to hear the interesting stories. So we're really encouraging the developer community as they're going through this process and climbing the leaderboard, like, start sharing this. Like, we want to understand, like, right. Like, how much have we helped you? How many hours have we saved? What really, really difficult problem have we helped to solve? So really encourage right. and want to hear that from the community.
Is there a highest point amount awarded yet?
So as of this moment, the number one leader is over 1,600 points. Boolean Buster is Boolean Buster. Number one on the board.
Good handle.
So the next couple are in the hundreds. So the top three have all been plugging away.
Okay. So somebody's setting the pace here.
Yeah. I'd be curious about what the single highest point awarded for a single bug ends up being.
Yeah. Alex, maybe tell folks a little bit, like, what is the timeline here if they're listening to this and they want to participate? You know, how do they sort of sign up? And then, like, how much time do they have before sort of we get to the end of this?
Yeah. So we're on a mission to bust 1 million bugs globally. And we'll keep going with this until we do that. But the competition, and in terms of how you can win the trip to reInvent, is running from now until the end of September. And just like with our Deep Bracer program, we're going to bring the top 10 bug busters individually, and then the top 10 bug busters from all of the different organizations. So if your organization is also participating a lot and they have, like, the top bug buster, we're going to award them with a ticket to give to one of their developers as well. So there's 20 spaces up for grabs. It will be a VIP treatment of you as the one of the ultimate AWS bug busters on an expenses paid trip to reInvent at 2021, which is going to be in person this year. So they're in for a real treat, and we've got some fun stuff in the works for the experience of reInvent. So it doesn't take much to get started. You can spin up an event. You just need to identify an admin within your organizations and just start busting bugs. And you can do that privately and securely. We don't share any of the details around the bugs that are found. It's literally just your profile and your avatar and your points that go into the global leaderboards. And you can start fighting it away with the rest of the world.
Okay.
Is there any, you know, upfront costs to participate, or fees, or anything like that?
The first event and the first event you run is for free, and then it starts kicking in with the Code Guru pricing. So yeah, first event is free.
Well, this is great. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting what you said about making, you know, developers' lives easier and maybe taking away some of the tasks they don't want to do. There seems to be, like, an emerging trend of AI-powered tools that have learned on a lot of code and now can, you know, offer up certain things, whether that's like a simple regular expression you forgot, or in this case, you know, finding things that might trip you up down the road. And that leaves the developer free to do some of the higher order thinking, whether that's the business logic or, you know, thinking more about, like, the product they're building and how to make it, you know, sort of a joy for the customer. So it's cool to see.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I am Ben Popper, the director of content here at Stack Overflow. You can always find me on Twitter at Ben Popper, and you can always email us podcast@stackoverflow.com.
I'm Ryan Donovan. You can find me lurking on Twitter at rthordonovan, or if you have an awesome blog idea, you can email me at pitches@stackoverflow.com.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alex Bush, head of AI marketing for developer tools and programs at AWS. We're super excited to get this program up and running and encourage all of the Java and Python developers out there to get going. You can run as many events as you like within the first 30 days for free. Check it out and get started at awsbugbust.com.
Hi, it's Jacob. Thanks so much for having me. I'm Principal Product Manager at AWS for Code Guru. You can find me online at LinkedIn. Thanks so much.